and what the Lord's maybe give us a little bit, not really knowing exactly which way to go tonight. Red had two or three places on her heart, but I believe the Lord maybe wants us maybe to start reading over here in the book of James. And it's just like I say, just pray for just a little bit. Read there in the first chapter. Thank you, Jay. Let me find my place here. I'm just going to start in the first verse and read down just a few verses there, maybe. The Bible says, first chapter of the book of James, says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not a man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass shall pass away, for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it is withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to him that loveth him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. I believe I'm going to stop right there. And I guess every one of these verses all kind of ties together there. But if you were to back up maybe to the sixth verse, and he said, But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And I thought about that, you know, and I guess we all know what waver means, but I still like to read the definition. To move one way and the other. And I thought about that in these things, and how that the Lord said a man that was that way, not to let him think that he was going to receive anything of the Lord. And he said a double-minded man was unstable in all of his ways. And I thought about that, and like I say, I've thought a little bit about what Lee read there, about our light and hiding it under a bushel and those type of things. And you know, just bear with me for just a minute. I thought about that in this world today that we live in, and as I was telling you, I talked to a man today, and we was talking about the times that we're living in, and how that it's a time that the church's light ought to be shining.
And I thought, you know, I crawled up in a crawl space with a man today and was looking at some stuff, and he had a light, and it just kept blinking on it. And he said, I guess my batteries is getting dead. My light's going on and off. And there again, like I say, I thought on that these things. You know how aggravating it is when you need something to be clear and you need to be a seeing it, and you can't get your light, or you can't get something like that to stay focused to where you can concentrate on what you're doing and what the need or the task is at hand. And that's kind of what this was talking about man's faith, the wavering. It's here one day and it's gone the next, and it's back and forth, and it's never stable. And like maybe what we were preaching the other day about being stable and unmovable, and these things, steadfast in what we're doing. And you just imagine that it's just that analogy of a light shining, trying to work on something, and you're trying to figure out some things, and you can't never keep that light focused on what you're doing. And I tell you today, church, the world out here is trying to figure out some things. And see, that man had that light in his hand. I was just there with him. And his light kept going on and off. And you see in this world today, there's some people walking around the church, and they need to see our light fully shining every day. Let your light so shine that others might see your good works and why, and glorify God. That's what needs to be done. We don't need a bunch of wavering Christians anymore. We don't need in and out, up and down, and back and forth in this way. And I got to thinking on all of these things a little bit about these and the temptations of life and the things of this world. And I got to thinking how that man is choosing a lot of things. The Bible said that every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And this week I've had Samson on my heart. I've thought a lot on him. I've read on him this week and thought about many things about Samson. But the Lord kept taking me back to something in the life of Samson. And you think about him from the beginning. He was set aside for the use of the Lord. He was a Nazarite. There was things that he didn't partake of. There was a certain way he was supposed to look and to have the power of God on him. He had to keep that look about him of a Nazarite. He had to keep that about his life. And you get to following Samson, and he had some temptations. He had some desires in his life. He had some lust in his life that old natural man about him wanted to go after and wanted to seek in his life. And I got to thinking about Samson, you know, and really to look back to me, Samson was one that kind of wavered a lot in his life. He turned unto the things of this world, you know, but always trying to depend and always trying to keep the power of God on his life. Even though he's walking in places he shouldn't have been. And I got to thinking about that. And I got to thinking about the day and hour. And I got to thinking about the church of the living God. Samson was a man of great strength, a man that accomplished a lot in his life, even though he failed a lot. Samson would lose focus and he would gain focus. Do you know when it came down to it, he laid his head down, Shandy, in the lap there towards the end of one that was trying her best to find his weakness. Trying her best, call me free. And I thought about every time, Bobby, that he'd lay his head down there. And you can just look in this world, and there's a lot of people that's playing around with sin. They're playing around with a whole lot of things in this world. And it don't bite them hard the first few times. They just keep laying their head down there. They keep putting a little more trust and a little more confidence in sin. And it looked beautiful unto Samson in that day, and it felt very comfortable. And Delilah just kept asking, Where's your strength come from? Where's your strength come from? Samson never fully gave in unto Delilah. Them first few times. But I want you to know something. I see this just as clear and just as plain. Every time, Julian, that she was asking, every time she was trying her best to tempt him, every time she was doing that, do you realize there was men laying in wait for him right then? If he'd have fell right then, they'd have took him. But he kept going back and he kept going back until one day he fully gave in. And he just laid himself in Delilah's arms and he surrendered all unto her, Tommy. All them times, how obvious, Larry, that it should have been that she inquired of where's his strength, trying to get to the very thing that made him strong. Every time we play around with sin, it's trying its best to take the strength from you. It's trying its best to take away what makes you strong in this life. What makes you able. I've thought about Samson, I told you this week. And I've thought about how that he got them gates. There was some laying in wait for him that day right there. As he went in there and they were laying in wait. And they laid there and laid there all night long. Samson got up about midnight. And he went out there and he took the gates of that city and carried them up on a hill. And man, you just get to thinking about that, the power and the strength that that man had. And it was all for the glory of God. He carried them things up and set them on a hill because God gave him that power. And in the end, he kept laying his head down. Until one day, David, he gave it all up. Right there in the lap of Delilah. He wavered back and forth, but one day, he couldn't get nothing from God. Don't let a man think that he's going to get anything from God when he's wavering. He's in, he's out, he's in, he's out, he's up, he's down. His light's on, his light's off, his light's on, his light's off. You think about that, what Lee read, and I've thought on it many a time. Why would you light a candle, David, and then go cover it up? You light a candle so that it can shine. You light a candle so that you can get light from that thing. Samson's light was on, and then it was off. It was on, and then it was off. And finally one day, it was off. I thought about the sadness of that, but being in my mind, I got to seeing things in my life, and I got to seeing myself. I got to seeing others that I've known down through time. It's been on and off. And I realized very easily that any one of us sitting in here could be right where Samson was. There's not a one of us in here above that in our life. But if we keep our faith strong, we keep staying with patience. That's what this is talking about in this chapter right here. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, is that not what everybody wants? We want to want for nothing. If we'll have patience in the faith of God, and not yield unto the temptations of this life, we can want for nothing. We can have perfect, entire patience in the Lord. Samson gave in and lost everything he had. this story about Samson. And I don't say that as a story like a fairy tale story. I mean the story of his life. What an example. A man that had given up everything God had ever given. A man that had laid right down in sin's lap. And the enemy had its way with him. We see that today in people's lives. Each one of us in here probably knows the example of somebody that one time we know was a strong person in the house of God. Somebody that once had helped the church. Somebody that was able, just like Samson was, when the enemy was lying in wait, that they were alert enough that at midnight they didn't wait to get up and go. Hey, Samson realized, hey, something wasn't right going on down there that night. Hey, about midnight he woke up. He got out, he got the gates of that very city and carried them out of there. Hey, we all have examples in our life of people that was that strong in the house of God, that knew when God was calling them and was willing to get up when he called them. Hey, they didn't wait around on the devil to get a hold of them and to take their testimony and to take their strength away from them. But they was willing to rise in the midnight and grab a hold of the gates of the city. We all know some that used to be. And that's a sad thing to say. And look and remember what somebody used to be. I thought about that as I thought about Samson. And I know people try to speculate on, I believe he's a little skinny man, I believe he was this. I don't know, and I don't really care about the build of the man. I really don't. I ain't being mean at all. But I'm going to tell you something. He was a man that had power. He was a man that had strength in his life. And can you just imagine somebody that you had seen carrying those weights and the strength and the things that that man could do? Hey, taking a lion with his fire hands. Slaying all of them Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Can you imagine knowing somebody with that much power on their life? And then the next thing you know, you see the enemy mocking them and making sport of them.
Well, I can imagine it. I've seen it. I've seen people that once walked with God start wavering and being like the sea, back and forth, back and forth, in and out and up and down. And the next thing you know, they're getting nothing from God. And they try to stand in their battles, and the enemy has them a plan. And I'm mocking him. And I have him sport him. There's a lot today that ain't got no power with God no more. Because they chose to lay down sin. And they chose to put their light under a bushel as to let it shine. What do you say about that? Let your light so shine. Why? That others. If we ever get our eyes off of ourselves and get our eyes on others, others might see the good works. My walk with God is a personal walk, but it ain't all about me. It's about me letting the light of the gospel shine out in my life. That others can see my good works and glorify God. And not my good works in my flesh. Not my good personality. Not my good anything about myself. But they see the blessings of God on my life. Our lights need to be shining, church. Samson, his people needed him in that day. How many battles that he won for his people. I sat in the midst of some Samsons.
I sit in the midst of a church with great strength today. And I don't mean that to lift you up within yourselves. I love you. This is where God's put me to pastor. And I'd love you even if I wasn't pastoring here. But I'm with you. I know you. And I know the burdens you carry. I know the love you have for the Lord. And I know there's some here that don't know the Lord. I know there's some here that needs to know the Lord. And I want to tell you, church, be careful where you lay your hand down. Pastor Dean Rice, be careful where you lay your head down. Every one of us is sitting in here, Evan. Well, you be careful where we lay our head down. Because where you think that you're laying there in comfort and they ain't nothing to bother, I promise you, these people, these men are laying in wait, ready to take your life, pluck your eyes out, and get your strength, and make mock of you. I said to many a time, the devil ain't out to love on you. He'd bring you in with a smooth talk. Take you down with a hard hand just as quick as he can. He don't have beauty, church. He's got deceit. This is standing in the midst of a church full of sanctions. Keep your eyes open. Keep your trust in the Lord. But if you fail, it's what's so beautiful about Samson. I love this. Lord, how I love this. Everybody else looked and said he lost his strength. There'll never be another good thing come from that man. To have looked at him, you'd have thought he's already gave it all up. He ain't got no eyes left. They beat him, put him down there to working for them. Nobody come back from that. If you've sinned and done wrong to the Lord, you may be in a place where everybody else says, they ain't no coming back from there. They ain't no hope in that. That man, that woman right there, they've done lost their sight, done lost their vision. And they're stuck working for the devil the rest of their life. That's something about Samson. See, when something's got a true light about it, see, a candle, that's one thing about a candle, though, it burns a wick down. But I'm telling you, we're burning off of oil, church. We're burning a wick that draws from the Spirit. There's something about Samson that was different. His hair got to growing back. There's something about the true born again child of God, Bobby. Repentance will get that hair to growing back in your life. When the world thinks you're done, and they ain't no more left to you. Ain't you glad the Lord let your hair grow back? Samson's hair got to coming back. They brought him down there to have sport out of him. And he asked the Lord just one more time. Let it be. Just one more time. That little old lad led him over to the pillars, laid his hands upon the pillars, and he bowed himself. We've all sinned and come short. But I promise you this, son, if you've ever been born again, there's something you can get growing in your life again. This man conquered more enemies in his death than he ever did in his life. A son that's gone astray is out in this world.
But I believe God can bring them back. And I believe if they'll ever get to the place, Polly, where they got their eyes off of the things of the world, off of the beauty of sin. See, from that point on right there, Samson couldn't look on them women no more. He had a focus that went deeper, didn't he? They sung us out in this world. I believe the Lord can take them and bring them back and use them again. Samson wasn't able to do what he used to do, but the Lord had some more for him to do, if that makes any sense to you. His son today may have lost their ability to do what they used to do, but there's still something for them to do. In the last moments of Samson's life, I don't care how old we get, I don't care how far we've gone down, might be right down in the last few seconds of a person's life, but you can do something for the Lord. This man bowed himself with his hands on the pillars, and he brought down his enemy. And I will say this. That's a wonderful thing that he was able to come back from that. But what if he had stayed with it? What if he had stayed with it? What could have happened in that man's life?
I heard a man say this one time.
I won't even call it a church, but it's the place we was working at. I was just a young man working on the job. One of the boys worked with showed up late, and that man there, he was a part of this assembly of people that called themselves a church. And that boy worked with showed up late, and he said, I said, he's probably out sowing his wild oats last night. He said, might as well do it while he's young. There's a lot of people thinks that way. Just go out and come back. You might not never get back. You might not never get back. Don't wait. Don't be here and then don't be there. Don't be in and out. Be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding. Increasing in the Lord, church. Gain patience in your life. Learn to wait on the Lord. A lot of times I've got haste for me. I've messed up. But just be patient.
The Lord's got great things a coming.
But I know the devil's fighting. I know he's trying. I know he wants to get your head in Delilah's lap. He wants to get my head in Delilah's lap. But just remember, these men are laying on wait for you just as quick as you get yourself in to Delilah. And that enemy will take you down and make sport of you. Where's Delilah in Samson's life? After this point, I don't find her. Where's that beautiful, beautiful woman that was caressing him and holding him and making him think that she loved him to the end? Where's Delilah? You want to know where sin will leave you? Right there in the hands of the enemy, and will not care about you anymore. She got what she wanted out of that man, and never cared for him again. That's what sin will do. It'll take, and throw you away. Just be steadfast. Samson, keep your hair on your head. And keep your head out of the wild land. This is a message to all of us tonight. It comes from me, it goes to you. And whoever else might hear it.
shut you up, church.
There's a lot wanting to put your light out.
So, man, keep letting it shine. Might not seem like a whole lot. I'll say this, not to brag on her, but to brag on what God's done through it. As a young girl, her age out here, that's saying she's gay now. The little girl Savannah's went to school with for years. She's putting out all this different stuff about her lifestyle. And God convicted that young girl's heart today just to give her some scripture. There ain't nothing you can do no better, church. Don't argue. Don't fuss. Don't give your opinion. Give them scripture. It'll turn into a tongue lashing and an argument half of the time when we go tell them what we think. There ain't much to be said when you just lay down the scripture. Here's what my God says about it. That's a life that's a shadow. You may not see it. The young girl may laugh, she may mock, she may get mad. But I promise you that needs to be. That scripture finds a place that they ain't nobody else can get to. Keep letting your light shine, church. The world needs to see it. They need to see it. I thank God for the light that shined in my life. I thank the Lord for the Christians that was willing to stand steadfast in my life. And they didn't waver. That had an effect on me. It showed me they had something that they was some substance to. And I want the world to see that in our lives today. Don't be Samson. I love you, church. That's what the Lord laid on my heart today, or tonight.